From Pasta to Pickford, Second Helpings, by Frances Mensah Williams, read by Yasmin Mwanza, for Saga Egmont. For my brothers and sisters, Pete, Nana, Akwasi, Ophelia, Emma, and Victor, and for Thomas, love always. Chapter 1, Baby Love. Lying on her back, propped up on her elbows, Faye chewed thoughtfully on a blade of grass and surveyed her surroundings in wonder. The combination of sun and a Saturday afternoon had seemingly brought out all the yummy mummies in Hampstead out to the heath, a huge expanse of park and woodland a few minutes' walk away from her house. Looking around, all she could see spread out across the dry, springy grass were children of different sizes, colourful blankets, picnic mats, and shiny buggies, ridiculously slim mothers in uniforms of strappy vest tops, cropped cargo pants, and brightly coloured flip-flops coaxed freshly pureed vegetable mush into their babies' mouths while simultaneously shrieking at the older versions running around tripping over mats, dogs, and clumps of grass. From where it was parked on the gravelled car park by the entrance to the heath, the ice cream van's occasional chimes twinkled above the cacophony of well-bred voices. It really is true that what you focus on is what you see. When the hell did there get to be so many children in the world? A few metres away from where Faye was stretched out, a frisky puppy dashed back and forth between a just-fed toddler in a floppy white hat sitting up on a blanket, his chubby cheeks smeared with generous dollops of sunscreen, and a boy of about 4 years old who was energetically flinging a red frisbee into the air, presumably intended for the puppy to fetch. Faye spat out the grass stalk and turned her attention back to the baby right in front of her, who had spotted the dog and was quietly crawling off her colourful straw mat and heading purposefully in its direction. Coco's latest trick was to hug anyone or anything within sight as tightly as she could. With an endearing smile, she would tightly wind her chubby and surprisingly strong arms around her victim. For such a small child, her embrace was overpowering, and Faye briskly hauled her back, alarmed at the sudden vision of Coco hugging the poor puppy to death. Ignoring the child's indignant yelp, she plonked her firmly back onto the mat and looked across to where Caroline lay flat on her back, a huge pair of sunglasses wedged onto her face, too exhausted to notice or care what her child was up to. She had arrived unexpectedly at Faye's just before lunch, clutching a protesting Coco under one arm and the mat under the other. She insisted that they take a picnic up to Hampstead Heath and insistently dismissed Faye's objections that she had to finish some work off for her boss with terse instructions to bring her work with her. Taking pity on her friend, whom she had to admit really did look shattered, Faye put Lottie in charge of the baby and assembled an impromptu lunch of pasta salad, pita bread, and some leftover cold cuts from the fridge. Loading up the picnic basket, the three of them had strolled down to the edge of the heath to soak up the sunshine. Faye stretched her long legs out across the mat, effectively corralling Coco between them, putting paid to her renewed efforts to sneak across to play with the puppy. Although her feet were bare and she had rolled up her black jeans to her calves, Faye still felt oppressed by the summer heat. Her scalp prickled and she fanned the air in an effort to cool down. When that didn't work, she flapped her arms up and down, causing the wide sleeves of her kaftan-style cotton top to waft gracefully about, creating a short-lived cooling breeze through the still warm air.
"Hey, are you awake under there? Your daughter was just about to inflict one of her deathly hugs on some poor dog."
"This is such bliss," Caroline murmured drowsily, turning her face up towards the sunshine. "It's so nice not to hear anyone asking me to do anything."